Jai Siddhama, everyone. This is Sadhvi Siddhali Shri here with my spiritual teacher and guru, Acharya Shri Yogish, for Siddhaitan Tirth's live broadcast of the 8-day Paryushan series. Acharya Shri is a respected enlightened one who has helped thousands of souls progress on their spiritual path and totally transform. Welcome to all of our new listeners, and thank you for tuning in. Matem Vandami, Acharya Shri.
It is a special day. It is all over going on in the world. It is a special celebration. It is called Paryushan in Sanskrit. In the Prakrit language, it is even older than the Sanskrit. They call it Paryushan. Paryushan. Paryushan or Paryushan is the same word but different language. It means to live around your soul or to live into your soul. You don't live into your mind or thoughts or in the body. You live into the soul. That is called Paryushan. And you live totally into it. Because we live every day in the body, into the senses, into the mind, into the thoughts. So, this 8 days celebration is a purely spiritual celebration. Millions of people, they are fasting today. And the many, I think millions, they will fast even 8 days. And fasting, it is very good for you. Fasting burns all the karma. Fasting is a tapaha. Tapa means the fire. It is the fire, it will burn all the karma. That's what they usually fast. But also it has a side benefit. If a person is fasting, it helps your body. Whatever is growing, sickness, disease, or anything into the body, it begins to burn all this. And it is very important to understand this concept, fasting. They do it, and this is the only time they do it collectively. And when they do it collectively, it has a more significant. Why? Because most of people, when they are fasting, they're not fasting because of they want to lose the weight. They are fasting for the spiritual upliftment. Their idea, their thoughts, they are so pure, so high. They create such a beautiful energy around the world that the world began to shift in good way. And that is the way we are thinking about it. I have read a lot of things about the religion, world religions. They have their own good things. They have their own good teachings. They have their own good ideas. But especially this Samanic tradition, which I always talk about it. Samanic tradition is, in Sanskrit we call it Shramanic tradition. Shramanic tradition is only Samanas do it. Samana is a Samanism. Whatever we call it, Shamanism in this country. Maybe it was related to the same tradition, but somehow it fell apart. According to time, maybe the time or the country, or there was no connection between, there was no, there was no link. And they begin to follow whatever they want to do, but they still very close to the nature. They call it Samana, Shamanism. Actually, the Samanic tradition is the oldest tradition in the world. And who is following this Samanic tradition, we call it Samana. And Samana in Prakrit means who is putting all the efforts to uplift the soul. Their all efforts to uplift the soul. Because the soul is really in the grip of karma. And karma is a very popular word, but karma means makes us suffer. We see a lot of pain around us, a lot of suffering around us. Our ignorance, our illusion, you will see hate, violence, or you will see negativities, jealousy, anger, ego. In one word, if I will put all these things, I call it karma. It creates darkness in front of us. Ignorance is a dark. Illusion is a dark. Confusion, is it dark? Hallucination, is it dark? But I don't know why people want to go through that. They want to be something different. They are not happy the way they are. And the people, if they are not happy the way they are, it means they are missing something. They think they are missing something, they want to be very high. They go in the wrong path. They take drugs. They start drinking. They start doing smoking. Are all kind of things. They begin to damage their own body. Because they are not happy. That they want to be something else, but they are not. Hey, be happy with who you are. The way you were born. Everybody, every single baby, the way they are born, they're supposed to be happy. But as soon as we grow up, we begin to compare ourselves with others. And we are not happy about it. Where there is a comparison, there we are not happy. Even though we have everything. Even though our body is healthy. Even though our family has a lot of money where you are born, but you are not happy because you begin to compare. And as soon as you begin to compare, there is something you see, I am not very happy the way I supposed to be, because we see others. If we stop comparing others to us, happiness will be again. A child, a baby doesn't know how to compare. He's always happy. But as soon as they grow up, they begin to compare. Oh, he has a different shirt, I have a different shirt. I want this one, I want this one. If we don't get it, we become happy. But a child, a baby, doesn't know anything. No matter which shirt you put on the body, it's happy, right? There is no comparison here. Where there is a comparison, there is unhappiness, takeovers. I can tell you, a middle class family, if he sees a rich family, or is going past through the kind of Beverly Hills, Hollywood, lot of big houses, $1 million. And the middle class family think, oh, they are very happy people. Right? Look at, they have a big home, $1 million home. Look at what I have. Maybe apartment, couple rooms. They must be very happy. But the person who doesn't have even apartment, has a little house even, living into the little hut somewhere. And hut is also, the roof is leaking. is not fully sealed. He began to think that person who is living in the apartment, they must be very happy. Okay, my roof is leaking. I don't have a place. And the person who is homeless, if he will see somebody has a little hut, little shelter, right? He began to think, look at, I don't have anything. If the rain comes, I am sitting under the tree. I don't have anything. They must be very happy. And the roof is leaking. But they think there is just some shelter. That is the way we think. We begin to think, look at, homeless may be very happy person, if he doesn't compare. A person who has little hurt, even it is leaking, he must be very happy, doesn't compare to the other person, that he must be very happy. We have tendency to compare. Why don't we just look different way? If our look, if our idea changes different way, a person who is living in the $1 million home, castles, big home, he can be very happy if he will see that the person who lives in the little house, hey, I am a very lucky person, I have a big home. That family doesn't have even, they have 10 people and small house. I am very lucky. I am supposed to be very happy. If we begin to see downwards, our happiness increases a lot, automatically. That's the way we need to change our ideas. Our ideas, happiness resides there. But we don't know how to look at it. If you look at it from top to downward, you are very happy. A homeless person can also think about it that people are so compassionate, so loving, they give me food. Right? I am very lucky, I have a food. What about the people who are starving somewhere, they don't have food? There may be drought, they don't have a food at all. I am very lucky, I have a food. The happiness can be there if we change our ideas, our thinking. And that's what Paryushan comes, to change your ideas, change your thinking. It is considered the biggest celebration, spiritual celebration, and millions of people, millions I'm talking, at least starting today, they might do million 1 month fasting. 1 month means, what is fasting? They will do, just they will drink only water. They are not doing for the sake of that I want to look in good shape. No. Their idea is to spiritual upliftment. Whole 8 days is a totally different celebration in this. We call it Paryushan. Paryushan means to live around the soul and give the diet to the soul only. You feed the mind every day. You feed your senses every day. You feed your body every day. Stop it. Feed something which is inside of it. Because which is inside of the body, it keeps the body alive. It keeps the senses alive. It keeps, it knows what you are saying or what you are, who you are. Knows everything, is alive. Give the food to that aliveness. And that aliveness is considered a soul. Soul has infinite power. Soul has infinite knowledge. It is there. But because of it is, it lives into the dark. It lives into the grip of karma since centuries. And your soul becomes so weak that you depend on your senses. Without eyes, you cannot see it. Without nose, you cannot smell it. Without ears, you cannot hear it. But soul itself has all these powers. Soul can hear without ear. Soul can see without eyes. Soul can feel without body. Soul knows everything. But somehow we messed up. And not messed up is just one life or two life. Maybe many lives. Many lives we are messing it up. And we are going down and downwards instead of going upward. Pollution every year it comes, and it the celebration they learn only about the soul, that how to get rid of this karma, how to get rid of this darkness, how to get rid of this ignorance, and my soul can be awakened suddenly. Your idea will totally change. Your thinking will totally change. It takes little courage. Like when you start fasting, it's very difficult to do it. Because the biggest addiction in the world is not alcohol. Biggest addiction is not in the world gambling, porn, movies, or drugs. Biggest addiction in the world is food. If somehow somebody eats, drop the food, it began to break the addiction already. Because everything else is possible except the food. Food is the biggest addiction. Many people, they cannot even think about it, that I am going to fast even one day. They cannot even do in one day. It's difficult for them because they are so addicted to the food. Biggest addiction is the food. If somebody can break that idea, that's it. They can go very high. Because what happened? I am going to give my own little experience about it. I thought idea entered into my mind. I was not yet anywhere. But I was familiar with the Samanic tradition. I was familiar with the Samanic tradition has one big branch. It is called Jain. J-A-I-N. It is the biggest branch now. Because all the branches almost, they are vanished. They are gone. But one branch, biggest branch, which is close to the Samanic tradition is a Jain. So Jain, around the world millions, they consider 2% of India population. They consider themselves, they are that much people. So there are a lot of numbers. And they are all fasting. And all they are just want to learn about the soul for 8 days at least. And then the other sect of this is Digambar. Digambar is their monks are totally naked. They don't even wear the clothes. They are very, not big numbers, they're monks, but their followers are also big numbers. They also celebrate 10 days this. So it becomes 18 days almost. 18 days celebration is a unique celebration. It's a very beautiful celebration. All people, they just want to talk about soul only. What is soul inside? How we can improve? How we can do something about it? That we begin to see without eyes. That's what in India they have this system, third eye. Open your third eye. And third eye is a hidden eye between your eyebrows right here. Lot of Indian ladies, they put a little dot here. Now it becomes like makeup. Red shirt, red dot. Blue shirt, blue dot. But it was symbolic. It was symbolic. Hey, don't forget to open this eye. This is hidden here. But in order to open that eye, you have to close your eyes. This. When you close these eyes and you go deep into your consciousness, deep into your soul, that eye can be activated. But you need a lot of practice. Lot of practice. That's what I am trying to tell you. Even one day breaking the habit of not to eat is very difficult. But the result is very good. I give a lot of examples for others. Let me give my own example. I go sometimes in India, I still go, and to my hometown. They talk about it. As long as we know, there are people still alive, older people, right? And as long as we knew that you were a child, you were very fearful. You were afraid of even dark. Then now it seems like you are not afraid. What is happening? What happened to you? I said, yes, I remember too. I was very afraid. What happened? This fear of dark, or fear of not to have your own body, or fear of dying, or fear of anything, losing someone, this all kind of fears, we live in the fear. And sometimes it increases inside of you a lot. You don't want to lose someone. You don't want to lose your money. You don't want to lose your home. You don't want to lose your friendship. You don't want to lose your family. You don't want to lose. This losing fear creates a lot of fear around you. But basic fear is a death, dying. All the fears connected to the death. And as soon as you drop the eating, the fear takes over you that you're going to die now. You're going to lose your own life. And that's what people have to go through, this experience. Unfortunately, they don't go. I suggest people to go through this experience. It is very important. Because sooner or later, everybody, this body is not eternal. That is guaranteed. This body, whatever you got it, or God gave you this body, is not forever. Don't take it guaranteed. And we took it so guaranteed that, oh, we will live here forever. No, this body doesn't live, no matter what you do. Sometimes I give you an analogy that billions of people on this earth, just consider billion people standing in the one line. And they are all waiting for their turn to go. Somebody's turn comes after 10 years, somebody's 20 years, somebody's 30 years later, somebody's 50 years later, somebody's maybe lucky after 100 years, but turns comes. Everybody leaves from here. Whatever body you see, you have to leave it one day. So why not to try it? When I became a monk, I was 14 years old, and the idea entered into my mind that let's see how long I can survive. Just idea. If I drop food. Even I became a monk, they used to say that you were very afraid. You wanted to be sleep into the light at night even. Grown up, they tell me sometimes those things. Then what happened to you? They ask me question that now you are not afraid. I said, what happened? Idea entered into my mind. Let's see how long I can survive without food. I thought by myself that I can do maybe 4 days or maximum 8 days. You can survive. And as soon as I started fasting, very first day, a terrible pain began in my body. But I was kind of stubborn in many ways, that no matter how much pain, I am going to do 4 days. Pain even got more pain next day. And I still was determined that I am going to finish my whatever, no matter how much pain I get. Third day even worse. Fourth day even very kind of unbearable pain in the body. Because I drop eating. But I have determined that I am going to finish my. Before I thought maybe 4 days, then I thought maybe try 8 days. Fifth day in the evening, all pain disappeared. When you don't eat, what is going to happen? Your body, whatever is growing inside of you, lot of things, they begin to heal. Because fasting is a fire. It begin to burn. All diseases which is growing inside of you, they begin to burn, all sickness. All according to shamanic tradition, each single cell, your each single pore, forget cell, cell is maybe million, but your pore, where the sweating, perspiration comes out, each single pore has 1¾ sickness, disease. But it is because you have collected a lot of good karma, maybe in previous life or maybe this life. You are very loving, you are very compassionate, you are helping others, you are doing, are you living into the very good thinking, good thoughts. So you're collecting good karma. Because of that good karma, it is hidden. But it doesn't mean they are not there. They are there. But because of you have a lot of good karma, they are hidden under that. But your good karma is gone. They suddenly pops up. All sickness, all disease comes out. All pain, all suffering, everything comes out again. So it is better not to stop collecting good karma. Or if you don't want the cycles to increase, you burn all the karma. Burning all the karma is the best way. And the best way to burn all the karma is live into the soul. Give the food for the soul. What is the food for the soul? The food, what you eat every day, it is food for the body. The dessert, you love it, it is food for the mind. Right? It's your mind. It's not your body, dessert. But because you like that taste, as soon as somebody says in front of you the name of that dessert, your mouth waters. Right? Because you begin to think you remember the taste. That is the way. Even the things are not in front of you, you remember it. Your mouth waters already. So what does it mean? That mind wants those things. You are feeding the mind every day. You're feeding the body every day. Just try to feed your soul a little bit. Soul doesn't need that kind of food. Soul needs different kind of food. I'm going to stick around one teachings of the shamanic tradition, one line only today. In shamanic tradition, there is one holy book. It's called Dashvikalik. Dashvikalik, the name of the book, is a very beautiful book. It is. It talks about how to live into the sayam, how to live into the discipline, how to break all this karma, how, what path to follow. So it can break or destroy all these karma, all this darkness or ignorance or this illusion from our life. I'm going to recite that. That's why you call it first gatha. They call it gatha instead of verse. Dhammo mangal mukichang ahinsa sanjamo tavo deva vitam namam santi jas dhamme sayamano. It's a very beautiful gatha. They call it gatha. Verses are two lines, first two lines. Dhammo mangal mukichang. The path, that path is a very beautiful path. And mukicham means is the highest path. If you follow that path, they call it dharma. And unfortunately, dharma is translated in English religion. Dharma has nothing to do with religion. I don't know why they translate this dharma as a religion. My dharma is a Christian dharma. My dharma is a Hindu dharma. My dharma is a Jain dharma. My dharma is... Dharma, the real meaning of dharma was a path, not a religion. But unfortunately, there are hundreds of religions now. Right? They begin to translate as a religion. And it makes the big mess in the beginning. They could have kept it the path. That path is a very auspicious path, a very highest path. If you follow that path, what kind of path you can follow it? And that is the biggest path, highest path, the most beautiful path. Dhammo, that path, mangal, auspicious, mukicham, very highly recommended. But what kind of that path can break your all karma, break your all darkness, destroy your all ignorance, illusion, hallucination, hate, jealousy, violence, whatever you are holding, all the emotions, and they all make you suffer. But if you follow that path, they define it, what kind of path you have to follow. Ahimsa sanjamo tavo. That path includes three things. Ahimsa. First is ahimsa. Ahimsa means non-violence. Violence is a simple when you hurt someone, when you kill someone. Is it visible violence? When you are killing someone, is a violence. Even you are hurting someone is a violence. Even you hurting someone mentally, violence. There are many kind of violence going on. But visible violence to killing someone, you killing with the gun, you killing with someone, is a visible violence. That path includes three things. First, ahimsa, non-violence. Non-violence means now you cannot kill others. Not only physically, by thoughts you cannot kill also others. Because we might not kill any others, but we might think about it. I was reading one psychologist. He went around the world searching. A good research. Finally, he wrote a book. And he made a statement that in my research around the world, I talked many ladies. They were married, wives. And I didn't find a single wife who never thought about to kill her own husband. They never killed it, but thought about it. I never found one single wife. Maybe even dream she tried to kill. But I interviewed them, maybe idea came. I was angry right? And I thought, I'm going to kill you, right? It doesn't mean they killed it, but they, not a single wife, I found out not to think about to kill her own husband. A strange psychologist. But next page I read, he said, I interviewed all the men. And I didn't find a single husband who didn't think about to kill his own wife. Right? It means our thoughts are very bad. When thoughts are bad, even we don't kill, we kill still. And that is even more dangerous. Physical killing is not that dangerous. Dangerous is killing by thoughts. Killing by thoughts, you can have a very bad thoughts 24 hours. What does it mean? You are killing 24 hours. That's what you need to follow, the full path of ahimsa. Ahimsa means non-violence. By your mind, by your body, or by your thoughts, you cannot harm others, you cannot hurt others, you cannot kill others. But if you are in your mind going on violence, it means you are a violent person. But on the surface, you are very good, appear to be very good. Appearance doesn't make any difference that you are not a violent person. Violent person, if you are holding a lot of violence inside of you, your thoughts are impure, your mind is impure, it means you are not a non-violent yet. You have to clear your mind, you have to clear your thoughts too. And thoughts kills you every day. For your knowledge, one person in 24 hours has almost 60 to 70,000 thoughts. Minimum. 24 hours. And out of 60,000, not even 10,000 thoughts are positive. Not even 10,000. If our all thoughts are negative, how much violence you are carrying with you, you don't know. Negative thoughts is a violent. Bad thoughts is a violent thoughts. But if you have a positive thoughts, only 10,000, hardly. You need to focus on that. That how can I keep my positive thoughts all the time? That's what celebration is. In the whole world, that is the only pure spiritual celebration. There are many celebrations in the world. Like if you go to Judaism, Annaka. What they do? Eat. Go to Hindu, Diwali. What they eat? Lot of dessert, lot of food. Holy, they distribute Halloween. Lot of candies, lot of dessert. And they think we are doing very good. Right? Ramadan. In Islam, they think they are not going to eat during the day, not even drinking water during the day. But as soon as sun sets, big celebration of food. Lot of food. As soon as sun sets. And then in the morning, even many Muslims, they wake up 4 o'clock. Because they will not eat for 1 month during the day. They eat early morning. Twice a day they are eating. Where they are fasting. Maybe it is considered intermittent fasting. Little bit during the day only. But they eat, they fill up so much with the food. And it's a rich food. Fried food. Very greasy food. Because it's a celebration. When they break the fast, they clean, it's a celebration. And every day, instead of losing weight, they gain weight. And by fasting, you're supposed to lose weight. But in Ramadan, they gain weight even. So where the fasting is? Maybe they are doing something wrong. I guarantee you, if they stop eating during, like, early morning, to eat early morning before sunrise is very dangerous. I'm going to give you a secret. Our navel is a third chakra in the chakra system. It's called Manipura. It works like, we call it also solar plexus. Why they call it solar plexus? Somehow it is connected to the sun. Solar plexus. And at night, as when the sun sets, it begins to close off. After 3 hours of the sunset, it's fully closed. And it remains closed until the sunrise. And when it is closed fully and you eat a big food early morning, heavy breakfasts early morning, the way they do in 1 month, Islamic people, because they cannot eat after sunrise, they fill up their stomach again. And that is fully closed. Chakra system is a very scientific system. That when it is closed, like a lotus flower, sunsets it begin to close. Same way, sunsets our this system, which digests the food, is fully closed. And when it is fully sleeping and you pour into it a lot of food, it is not going to digest. It will going to create a lot of fat into your body and a lot of sickness, a lot of disease. It is better if our Muslim brothers, they stop eating early morning, they will begin to lose weight. And their thoughts may be good during the day. Hey, we are fasting. So positive thoughts will prevail more. It is up to us. Celebration, spiritual celebration, you have to purify your thoughts. First, the path is ahimsa. You become totally non-violent. Carrying thoughts non-violent, positive thoughts. If you don't carry the positive thoughts, you are still violent. If your mind is fully messed up, if your mind is dirty, it means you are not following the non-violence yet. Maybe you are not doing, harming any others, but in mind you are harming it. Right? You are hurting it. But your appearance is very good. Many people, they are very good in appearance. They seem calm. They seem very peaceful. They seem something that they are totally non-violent people, right? But their action, sometimes, it shows they are not that what they appear to be. I am the non-violence, not appearing non-violent. No, you are non-violent inside. Your thoughts fully non-violent. You are mentally, you are totally non-violent. You don't want to harm, hurt, kill anyone, any living being physically, first thing, mentally, second thing, and by your thoughts. When you don't harm, hurt, kill others or disturb others by your physical and mind and by your thoughts, then you become non-violent. These three things acquire for non-violent. Your physical action. Physical way is action. And when you act upon, it is visible. So violent person is a visible person. Action. Action is visible. But action belongs to your physical body. But there is a one other action is called activity. And activity keep going on into your mind or into your thought. That is very dangerous. Be aware about to keep you aware. Parayushan celebration always gives you the message. be aware about your thoughts. If your thoughts are negative, it means you are a violent person. If your mind is dirty, messed up, confused, illusion, are you hallucinating something? It means you need to purify your mind. That's what the path is. First path, the real path, the best path, the most beautiful path to uplift your souls, or to awaken your soul, or to remove all this dirt around the soul, all this karma to remove, ahimsa. Ahimsa is a non-violent. That is the first. Second is, what kind of path? It has three things in it. Ahimsa, sanjamo, tavo. Sanyam means discipline. And that is the best discipline, the pollution. You try to break the addiction of the foods. If you try even maybe a half day, maybe a whole day, or maybe 24 hours, or maybe 36 hours. That consider one path. Two nights, one day. It becomes 36 hours. You don't eat at night, because if you eat at night, your system is closed. So don't eat at night. So at night, you are not eating early. When you eat early, your system is fully open, solar plexus. And then it will digest all the food. But if it is you eat very late at night, so it is closed. Or early morning is fully closed. That's what I recommend. Early in the morning, you can drink water, you can drink juice, you can drink chai, whatever you drink it early morning. Little lighter thing. That can digest. But if you eat food early morning, it will not digest. It is not awakened yet, your solar plexus. It has to be awakened by the sunrise. That's what in shamanic tradition, which is a tradition till today, they eat after 48 minutes after the sunrise. Why? Because the system will be awakened. You go to India, all Jains, mostly Jain monks and nuns, they consider, let the sun rise first and 48 minutes pass. Why 48 minutes? In between, it begins to wake up. Even the sun literally doesn't rise. Maybe it's cloudy, but it's close to you. It still wakes up. So it is better when your system is awakened. It takes almost after sunrise 48 minutes. And 48 minutes, if you will wait, it means it is fully awakened. After that, when you eat something, some fruits or some bread or some toast or whatever, not heavy breakfast, it will digest quickly. And it has you have a chance not to create any sickness or any disease in your body. That is called sayam, discipline. You have a little discipline. If you can follow discipline, you are following the path of the real path of to awaken the soul, to uplift the soul. Your senses might not take over you. Your mind not take over you. You will be able to break the fasting. Before I go to this subject, let me finish what I started. How my fear disappears. They were asking me question that we used to know you are the most fearful child. What happened? Fifth day, my pain disappeared. My real fast begins after 5 days. And I thought, I can do now 8 days. Sixth day, seventh day, eighth day. But it was so good, I didn't want to break it. Ninth day, I continue. 15 days, 20 days, 21 days. Because it feels so good. And I've understood a lot of things. Hindus especially, they are very in illusion in this case. They think they are the real saints, they are the real sadhus, they are the real Swami. They sit in the sun. Or it's hot sun, they are naked and sitting in the sun. And they are so mesmerized by them, they bow down to them. Look at, we cannot go even, it will burn our skin. And look, they sitting 4 hours in the hot sun totally, in the midday. And it's hard to go there when 100 degree temperature, 109, 110 degree temperature you sit and no clothes on your top of your body. They get mesmerized. I found out what is the secret. I'm going to tell you. When you fast 21 days, it was August month in India. It was coming this celebration too. I was very close to it. I went on the roof. I found out my feet doesn't get burned. And it is like a fire. Because Indian roof is a brick roof, concrete roof. And I was walking, my feet doesn't get burned. What is happening? I sat down on the roof. My skin doesn't get burned. I am sitting 2 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. And the people begin to watch me on their own. They go, that hey, he's doing tapasya. They call it tapasya. Tapasya means tapa. Like he's doing some kind of sadhana, some kind of spiritual practices. Look at, he's sitting into the sun. What happens when you don't eat anything? Just a water. Sun became so compassionate and kind to you, it didn't burn your skin. Instead of burning skin, it began to give you food physically. Your whole body began to suck the real light from the sun. The real food is actually sun. If no sun, no fruit, no food, nothing. Nothing grow here, right? Because of sun, it is growing everything. We are alive because of sun. The real food is directly from the sun. And your body begin to get the food from the sun directly. And the body in that way. And I never felt weak. My body looked weak, but I decided to continue. 32 days, I broke the fast. They forced me to break it. I didn't want to. But that's what it happened. After that, result is so beautiful. My willpower becomes so strong. So strong. Strongest willpower. No matter where you take me, I am not afraid of. My fear disappears. Totally. I am telling you, if you have this just one addiction, if you are able to break, you are breaking a lot of things from your life. Your fear will be gone totally. Fear to lose something. Fear to lose your own life. Fear to lose a person, fear to lose friendship, fear to lose money, fear to lose nothing. Everything is gone. But if you can do it, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, maybe it not give you that much experience, but once in a life, if you can fast longer, that will change your whole system. Your whole disease disappears from the body. I have lot of experience. One time, one lady called me from India. And she said that I have a problem. The Jain nuns came to our home and my mother-in-law, she is 88 years old. And she has a problem of kidney, both kidney failures. And they came to our house for the food. We gave them food. They beg in India, Jain monks, and they go house to house to beg the food, like Buddhist monks, same way. And my mother-in-law, she talked to them that my both kidneys are failed. If I go to unconscious state, because I am too old, they cannot replace my kidney. It's very dangerous. Doctor told me already. If I go to unconscious, tell my family don't give me even water. Forget the food. Not even water. If I am unconscious. And she took the vow. And the family thought, oh, it's okay, you know, if she goes unconscious. But after a couple of days, she became unconscious. Totally. First day was good. Second day, even she was unconscious, she was like a fish without water. Her whole body was begging water. Even so, she was unconscious. And my children, they were tempted to give the water to her, to put in her mouth. They couldn't see that she is like a fish without water. They couldn't tolerate. And I stopped them, don't please. That was her idea, not to give. We better not to give it. Her husband comes in the evening. She sees her mother unconscious, begging water. Her mouth is drying. He tempted to give her water too. But I told, fulfill her wish. It's not a good idea to give it. But I am going to call my teacher. But he is not here. He is in America. If we can break this vow, we can give her water. And she was hopeful. She called me. She said, I have one problem, my mother-in-law, what you recommend? Jain nuns, they gave her a vow. If she is unconscious, we cannot give water. Can you please reverse it? Because my husband, my children, they are crying. We want to give her water. We want to give her water. What do I do? I stopped till today. He said, can you call me after 1 hour? She called again. I meditated. He said, listen, now you will think I am most cruel person. But I will suggest you wait 2 more days to give her water. That what? I was expecting you will reverse the vow. I said, no. Wait 2 more days. One day somehow they is passed, but 4th day her situation, her physical condition becomes worse. And she didn't ask anything except water. And that was the hardest day, 4th day. I don't know. After 4th day, you can call me. I will reverse it. Even she is unconscious or conscious. I said, okay. But the last night, she said, it was so difficult. The night doesn't want to pass. Even 1 minute doesn't pass. It seems like a year that night. Because we knew that as soon as morning happened, we will call you, we will reverse the case, the vow. But that night, my children, my husband, my whole family, they couldn't sleep. She was in pain too much. And she called me. It's a good news. I don't have to reverse it. She became conscious. And first thing she asked, water. And they gave her water. It was not even sunrise yet. They gave her water. And amazing things happened. That's what I'm going to tell you. Fasting do amazing things to your body. Her both kidneys began to work. both kidney begin to work. She survived 4 more years without anything. Just she did 4 days, no water. It happened. I don't recommend you to do it. In Russia, they have institution like this. They keep people who are very sick. They admit in that institution. They keep them 10 days without water. But they have to fill up the form. If they die, that is not our responsibility. America, they don't allow that. India will not allow it. So I don't recommend you do it. But lot of benefits of fasting. Even you do 1 day, even you do 2 days. But if you do once in a lifelong fasting, that will be amazing. Amazing. Your fear, your willpower. Fear is totally disappear. Willpower becomes so strong. If you want to make your willpower strong, and unfortunately or fortunately, God gave you only one thing, will. That's what the whole Christianity believe. God gave you will. But unfortunately, your willpower is so weak. You cannot drop even 1 day your food. So much addiction. So then your willpower not going to increase. Your willpower can be increased by this second sayam. Sanjamo. Sanjamo means discipline. If you can have a little discipline in your life, if your mind wants ice cream, you give the message, today no ice cream. Right? Then you are disciplined. You want something, oh, I want ras malai today. Indian dessert, right? Not today. No ras malai today. Then you are disciplined. You are disciplined. I am not going to eat after sunrise 48 minutes. That's what we serve here after, really. If you see our breakfast time, we serve always after sunrise. Right? That is our rule. Because we don't want to make you sick. We want to make you healthy. Discipline a little bit more. Whole night you didn't eat, little more. Let it wake up, the solar plexus. When it wakes up, it will digest the food. But I recommend you don't eat like Indian eats breakfast. Rich people. Very spicy food. Aloo puri. In the breakfast, is a spicy food. Your system was sleeping. Wake up, have a light food. Light breakfast, not heavy breakfast. Heavy breakfast is not recommended. Yeah, light breakfast is a good breakfast. Then you can have a lunch, heavy lunch. That is okay. Heavy breakfast is not a good. Many doctors, they recommend heavy breakfast. I think they are wrong. You can still digest it, heavy breakfast, because it is open up. Your solar plexus is awake, right? So, but heavy breakfast, because it was sleeping whole night, it will not digest quickly, as quick. So it is better to have a light breakfast. Have more liquid, juice, water, or some kind of liquid. Liquid is good. It's not a heavy food. So that is called sayam. And tavo. Tavo means all these fasting. I'm going to explain to this. And what happens if you follow that path? Let me recite the other line. Deva vitam namam santi jasya dhamme sayamano. Even the angels, whatever you think angels are very high. Deva vitam. Even the angels, namam santi, they bow down to that person. Jas dhamme sayamano. That person's mind is on the real path. that person is on the real path. Even angels bow down to them. Look at, we bow down to angels. And angels, they crave to bow down that person. Shame on us. We bow down to angel. Angel crave, that day will be my luckiest day if I will be human. Because angels, they cannot do fasting. They are not able to do it. They are not able to break the karma. They live in the good life. It is like a vacation kind of. You go to the vacation. Angel life is like a vacation life. You don't do anything, you just enjoy. Their life is enjoying. But unfortunately, they cannot break the karma. They cannot stay without eating, even 1 hour. Forget others. So, that's what they crave, the human life. The human life, they can do everything. That's what human life is, the best life. And the human life, if you will follow this path, which is ahimsa, nonviolent, sanjamo, discipline, tavo, like fasting kind of, austerity, or spiritual practices, I am going to explain to you everything, this path. If you follow this path, you are really celebrating the Paryushan. Another word, they call it Ashtanika. That word, Ashtanika. Asht means 8 days. Annika means days. Asht means eight. 8 days celebration. In Judaism, they call it Annika. Days. Somehow, Asht, eight, disappear from their religion. But it's the same word, Annika, they call it. The real name was for this celebration, Ashtanika. Ashtanika means 8 days celebration. So you are here, 8 days celebration. I will teach you spiritual upliftment by following this path. And I will talk about the path, all 8 days. What you can do it in your life. How can you uplift yourself on the higher level? One day, you don't need these eyes. You can begin to see with third eyes. Because your soul, when it's without karma, it sees everything. It knows everything. Soul. But unfortunately, it is in the grip. Cannot see. The light is fully covered by the karma, covered by the darkness, like the sun. Sometimes during the day, so much thick clouds, it happens to be night, totally dark. And sun is shining still. Same way our soul is still shining. Even if it is weak, it is covered by the clouds. But it doesn't mean it doesn't have a light. It has a light. But somehow, how to remove those clouds following this path? Ahimsa, sanjamo, tavo. Whoever follow this path, deva vitam namam santi. Even the angels bow down to them. Why? Because angels, they know they cannot do this. But they are able to do it. Sometimes you're doing 1 month fasting, the angels go crazy. Oh, how can they do it that? We cannot even have 1 hour without eating. And they, you know, 1 month, they really come around to that person. And they don't know even. Because they are invisible body, light body, transparent body. So it is, I am going to shed light on this subject, and this is very important, what path you can follow to purify yourself. That is the biggest message of celebration of Paryushan. And I am telling you, this is a Samanic tradition, and Samanic tradition used to be few branches. Unfortunately, it disappeared. only two remains. One is Jain, biggest branch, and one is Buddhist. Buddhist also belongs to the Samanic tradition. But somehow Buddhism, they went a little too far away from Buddha's teachings, unfortunately. But few sects, they still remain close to Buddha's teaching. So I will clarify a lot of this path about, and this way you can break all these karma, darkness, cloud, disappear, everything from your life, and you become a pure soul. Jai Siddhartha.
Matavanami Acharya Sri, and thank you so much for sharing with us such an important message. As always, your teachings are filled with enlightened insight and practical ways we can advance and deepen our spiritual journey. And thank you all again for tuning in to Acharya Sri's broadcast today. Please be sure to subscribe to his podcast on iTunes and YouTube, as well as follow Acharya Sri on social media via Facebook and Instagram. This way you continue to receive guidance for your spiritual journey. Jai Siddhartha.